Israel has murdered an estimated 30,000 civilians, including thousands of children, and they rape their prisoners.
The war in Gaza has one of the lowest ratios of combatants to non-combatants casualties in the history of urban warfare. Practically none. You want to know why? Because Israel got the civilians out of harm's way, something people said we could never do, but we did it.
Like submissive zombies, the U.S. Congress stood and applauded the infamous war criminal, Netanyahu, after he bragged about being a humanitarian and continued their compliance as he sold the U.S. war with Iran.
Which country ultimately stands in the way of Iran's maniacal plans to impose radical Islam on the world? And the answer is clear. It's America. In Beirut, they killed 241 U.S. servicemen. In Africa, they bombed American embassies. In Iraq, they supplied explosives to maim and kill thousands of American soldiers. Iran understands that to truly challenge America, it must first conquer the Middle East. And for this, it uses its many proxies, including the Houthis, Hezbollah, and Hamas. Yet in the heart of the Middle East, standing in Iran's way, is one proud pro-American democracy, my country, the State of Israel.
Much of Congress has been bribed by AIPAC or blackmailed on Epstein Island, but the rest are religiously on board.
There have been two nations created to glorify God, Israel and the United States of America. I will bless both, I will honor both, I will do all I can to stand and defend them.
The U.S. has an intrinsic interest in making sure that Israel not only receives our best prayers and offers of success, but our armaments, our money.
I wouldn't label the Baptist or the evangelical community as extreme because I believe feel like they're following the scripture and what the scripture says about Israel. Those who bless Israel will be blessed. I mean, they take it literal, and I'm one of those people.
Their faith is in their prophecy. And so even though the State of Israel did not exist prior to the United Nations creating it in 1948, they insist that reality match their beliefs. And for many American Christians, it will always be Israel first.
We must vote for politicians who stand for Israel.
Our nation has been blessed because we have blessed Israel, but as we as a nation turn against Israel, then we receive repercussions.
And America has had a long record. Now, I think the dividing line in what we'll look for with politicians is where they are on the two-state solution. If a politician says, well, Palestinians need to have land from Israel, sorry, you have just stood against Israel, and God's not going to bless you.
Many of these fanatics not only expect Armageddon, they want to see it and help bring it about. Many believe that the mention of the words Gog and Magog twice in the Bible is to be interpreted as a final world war between Israel and its enemies, who religious leaders have decided are Russia and Iran.
This is called the Gog-Magog War. It's 3.5 years after the rapture of the church. Ezekiel 38:15 records this war. And you shall come from your place out of the north parts, you and many people with you. In other words, Russia is going to bring about 10 nations with them to come against Israel in the latter days. The latter days are right now. Ezekiel prophesied that the invading armies would come to Israel from the far north. The far north is not Turkey, it's Russia.
Putin has made it clear that if Israel and the U.S. attack Iran, Russia will fight with Iran. In response to Netanyahu's speech, former President Trump posted on Truth Social for America to wipe Iran off the face of the earth if he's assassinated. Israel is committing the biggest genocide ever witnessed in real time. And while the majority of humanity is uniting against it, the U.S. government and its evangelical influence is making it all possible.
Bible prophecy always begins and ends with Israel. The countdown to Armageddon has begun, and our only hope is that Jesus will return soon to take his children home. Though today's global powers make every attempt to establish binding agreements with other nations, God will have the final say. The end of the world is coming, and there's nothing we can do to stop it.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.